7:40 as we take a look at some, a variety of interesting stories from around the area and our world. All right, I know, Tom, you're going to go out and do an amazing job of Christmas shopping. You got my list, right? The things that I, just the few things that I was hoping for.
Lump of coal.
I got it. I got it.
We have to be greener this Christmas, so it won't be a lump of coal. It will be an LED light bulb.
Oh, Lord. The average person is going to burn. Here's the good news. The average person will burn 1,500 calories over the next month by simply doing your Christmas shopping. That only counts the calories you burn from walking and not the extra ones you're going to burn by throwing elbows, uppercuts, and gut punches on Black Friday.
How many are you going to add by overeating cookies and cakes and pies gravy?
No. Okay, so there'll be a quick...
They don't even out.
There'll be a quick stop at the food court there, Casual Joe's, and just tank up on the brats.
Meatloaf and brats, yeah.
Okay, fine. So I see what you're saying. But no, that's good food for you, so whatever. Now here's the bad news. Good God. And of course, where does it come from?
Florida.
Hallandale Beach, Florida. This angers me. At 8:03 p.m. on Saturday night, a 20-year-old from Hallandale named Kayla Mendoza tweeted, quote, "Too drunk to care." She wasn't kidding either. She really didn't care. And a few hours later, she was driving her Hyundai Sonata drunk. Went the wrong way on an expressway, slammed headfirst into another car. The two 21-year-old women in the car were killed. Caitlin Ferrante and Marissa Catriano, they were on their way home from Marissa's 21st birthday party. Marissa died at the scene. Caitlin died yesterday morning from her injuries. No charges have yet to be filed. Stop with the frickin' drunk driving. So help me God, one of you idiots hits me and you're drunk, you better pray to God that the cops get there quick. Okay, not that I feel strongly about that. 79-year-old man in Tennessee just passed away. And instead of leaving his mansion and $250,000 cash to his five children, he left them all the money and the assets to his two cats. They get the house, they get all the money, and so forth. It will now go, once they pass, it goes to whoever was caring for them.
No, but that's ridiculous. I mean, a judge voids those things.
He doesn't have to. He can let it stand.
Leona Helmsley, the queen of mean, left money to her dog and cut out certain grandchildren.
Yeah.
The grandchildren sued.
And
the judge said, yeah, we're cutting you in for something because... Right.
But the dog still got a lot of it.
The dog's name is Trouble.
Yeah.
And yes, Trouble has a handler.
Living in luxury, eating the most expensive dog food.
Yeah. And accidentally fell out of a high-rise window just 30 days later. Attorneys say this is all completely legal. You can leave a trust for your pets. When reporters tried to speak directly with the family, they said they didn't want to talk about it. Go figure. You know, all of that could make you a little upset, could make you aggravated, could... give you a need for some uplifting information.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
And we talked about this at the entertainment news. The Hunger Games Catching Fire opens today. The movies are based on a popular set of books for the tweens. It's kind of like Twilight, but what's that descriptive word I'm looking for? Oh, yeah, it's good. Big difference. A woman in Belgium slept with her husband's mummified corpse for over a year.
Did you see the picture of this?
Goodness.
Yeah. There's a picture of this online. The mummified guy in the bed. You'll lose your lunch.
It's very disturbing. But you can tell that they were married for quite a while. She said the sex had never been better.
Oh, God, come on!
Huh?
I'm leaving, man. I am thoroughly disgusted. You've disgusted me before, but that, man.
Winning! 83% of Americans plan to look for a better job next year. In other words, the guy who currently makes your coffee at Dunkin' Donuts will be handling the deep fryer at Burger King 2014. 25-year-old woman says she's marrying Charles Manson. That's awesome. They are registered, if you're thinking about getting them a gift, registered at Bed Bath & Berserk.
You see the picture of them together? There's a picture online.
Yeah.
She's kind of hot, but she's got that glint in her eye that you know that she's not all quite there, you know?
Could be fun.
What prison warp allows this to happen? How, How does this...
It's California, man.
No.
Well, Charles Manson, even though he's incarcerated for the rest of his life, still has some rights to visitation and things like that.
No, he doesn't.
Not. No?
He has no rights.
But someone shows up to visit in prison, who are you? And if you're family or whatever, then a lawyer, that's okay.
He should be taking a dirt nap.
Yeah.
He should
be... Well, you can make that argument, but...
All right, anyway, we're going to get... We're getting off track. McDonald's announced that they're reducing the number of franchises that are going to sell the McRib. If anyone notices and sees Rob Ford over the next few days, for the love of God, keep him away from sharp objects. 78% of Americans prefer eating at home over going to a restaurant on Thanksgiving Day, mostly because there'd be fewer eyewitnesses at home when you plan the put your extended family member in a chokehold.
Yeah.
Just saying. And last but not least, the FAA, not last but not least, the FAA is concerned that some pilots are overweight and may suffer from sleep apnea.
Mm.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to put the screaming babies in coach and we're going to put them up in the cockpit. That way the pilots won't fall asleep and we will. Today marks the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination. JFK's assassination remains one of history's greatest mysteries, along with who built the pyramids, what happened to D.B. Cooper, and actually, who did let the dogs out? Speaking of presidents, Obama's approval rating has hit an all-time low of 37%. There's only one way to fix that. Raise taxes to pay for the ridiculously ill-conceived, completely infeasible health care program. That, of course, has been your quick look at the news, plus bonus material provided by that guy. And we beseech you, please use all the information contained therein for good and not... as we say in the hood, for evil.
People really do love their cats. Two cats in Indiana just received an inheritance of $250,000 and a 4,200-square-foot house. Their owner, a guy named Leon Shepard Sr., passed away, and he specified that the money in the house would go to his cats, Frisco and Jake. His will states the money is to be used for the care of the cats and maintenance of the house they're living in. And then once the cats... die, whatever's left will go to his human heirs, his kids or what. Oh, what's it? I'm being told his human heirs have just killed Fresco and Jay. So, very sad news.
The Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.